Chapter 25 Rex. I am Rex. I am a good dog. Humans cover themselves with so many different scents, harsh and artificial in my nose. But what they smell of most is fear. All humans except one smelled of fear when I met them. All humans were scared of me. I understand more now than I did. I know that fear does not just mean that they want to run away. Humans destroy the things they are scared of. If I had the power to destroy a thing I was afraid of, I would too. But I know also that humans do not stay afraid, or they do not have to. Dr. Thea de Sejas was not afraid of me. Hart was not afraid of me. Even Kiram John Aslan, the lawyer, stopped being afraid of me at last. But the humans in this small room are very afraid of me, even though I am so thoroughly chained. They point their guns, and they scowl, and they growl, but behind it all is fear. I am here to serve a purpose, to be a good dog. I am here to tell the truth. David Kanner, who is another lawyer, has explained this to me. I need to be helpful. I need to be helpful by telling them all the things that I have done in Campeche. He says that if I am helpful, then people will like me more. Lawyer Aslan disagreed. I could tell, but he didn't say anything. I could not understand him. Surely Lawyer Kanner is right. Being helpful is good. Being helpful will make humans like me more. I want humans to like me. I want to be a good dog. Lawyer Kanner had wanted a whole pack of dogs here to tell the truth about the Campeche campaign. But he only has me. The other military dogs could not tell him the full truth because their hierarchies kept getting in the way and confusing them. They had cages in their heads that they could not get out of, to tell the truth, and they did not know as much as me anyway. I don't have a cage in my head. My hierarchy protocols have been removed. Everyone was very confused about that. But I remember the last message I received from Hart. He did this. He opened the cage. I talked to Honey the night before today. Her voice came in on her channel from far away, where she is hiding. I told her what Hart did, and she agreed with me. I asked her if it could be done to the other dogs. She said she is working on it. Honey has a plan. It is a very big plan. It will be easier for her to make happen if the humans do not decide to destroy us all. So I am being helpful, because that help. I crouch here, uncomfortable and twisted by my restraints. What will happen if I ask the humans to loosen them? They are too full of fear, I think. Lawyer Kanner went through my evidence with me beforehand, event by event. We talked about everything my squad did before we were cut off from Master. I told him about all the times we fought enemies, enemies with guns and enemies without guns, big humans and small humans. I was very helpful. Sometimes I was so helpful that Lawyer Kanner had to go for a walk before we could continue. But at the end, he was pleased with me, and he wasn't afraid anymore, or not in the same way. And he said I should just tell it all, just the same. They made recordings of my discussions, but it will be what is said in the court that will mean the most. That is what this human-filled room is, a court. Some of the humans have recording devices here, and I understand that. Through these, many more humans are watching me. They will hear me being helpful. They will see me being a good dog. Someone new is coming into the room. Master. It is Master. I try to jump up, and my chains and all the things my chains are attached to jump with me. The humans with guns are shouting at me and pointing their weapons. Does that mean they are enemies? Should I be fighting them? Master is here. I am confused. I want to go to him, but I am chained. I bark. Not a word, not the language I am supposed to use, but just a bark, like a dog. Everyone else in the room is confused, too, and even more frightened. A lot of humans have got up. Some are screaming. The humans with guns are shouting at me. I am full of wanting to fight or run. But I am a good dog. I am not going to fight or run. I make myself calm down, and I stop pulling at my restraints. I tell the humans, I am sorry. My voice is different. I am sorry, I say again, to hear it. The humans do not seem to believe me, but for this one moment I have forgotten them. It is still my voice, but the deep growl part of it has gone. I access my systems. I have two voice options, my old voice and this new one. War voice, kind voice. I know that Honey has done this, somehow. I am sorry. Still a deep, booming voice, but without all the subsonics that make people frightened. I look at the humans, trying to make them see, but they do not know my old voice. They do not understand. Only Master knows the difference. I look at Master. Master looks at me. I cannot tell what he is thinking, but he is not afraid. Master has a lawyer, too, a female human who looks displeased with everything. She is saying something now. I cannot understand most of it. I think most of the humans here cannot understand most of it. What she means is that I should not be allowed to speak, and that what I have said in recordings should not be allowed. She says I am not a fit witness. I want to talk to her, but Lawyer Canner told me I should speak only when spoken to. I listen to her. She says that I will say whatever I am programmed to say, that I am a thing and not a person. Another man, Lawyer Arnak, who is a friend of Lawyer Canner, says that I am still evidence. They argue about me in polite, calm voices, and all the while Master looks at me. I am starting to understand what this is about. I did not before. I thought it was about truth, but Lawyer Aslan told me this was about punishing bad men. I thought he meant enemies. As the lawyers argue about whether or not I should get to speak, I start to make a picture in my mind about what is happening in this court, which bad man is to be punished, and which things that he did or ordered were bad things. I had not seen things this way before. I had come in here thinking I knew which was right and which was wrong and how to be a good dog. And now I think, am I a bad dog now? Is all this me being bad? Or is everything before, everything in Campeche, me being bad? Because I must have been a bad dog then or now. And both times there were humans telling me what a good dog I was for doing it. I start to whine a little, deep in my chest. I want Honey to help me. I want Bees and Dragon. I want to know what is good and what is bad. And through it all, Master watches me. I cringe from his stare, but he does not look angry. He does not look like he is going to punish me, and I know I deserve to be punished. I just don't know what for. I am a bad dog. I am a bad dog. Everything I ever knew is wrong. And then Master and Master's lawyer are speaking. They are very quiet, but I hear them. He wants to speak to the court about me. His lawyer does not want him to. Master is leader, though. The lawyer is like Honey. She is clever, but she must do what she is told. And finally, she says to the chief human there, my client would like to make a statement to the court. The other humans argue about this too, but not for long. I hear all their whispered discussions. Lawyer Arnak and his team think that Master may incriminate himself, and so they do not argue too hard. Master stands up. I wait for him to say whether I can or can't speak. I wait for him to give me orders, even though my hierarchy is gone, and so I do not have to follow them. I would still follow them, wouldn't I? He is my master, and a dog needs a master. Except that I am here to tell about the bad things Master did, the bad things he told me to do. That will make him a bad man, and they will punish him. And that is the right thing to do. Lawyer Aslan, and Lawyer Canner, and Elena Santo, and Dr. Thea de Sejos all said so. Except it would hurt Master. I have disobeyed Master already, and I was a bad dog, even though that was a good thing. Except... Rex, says Master, meeting my gaze, I can see you're unhappy with this. You're a good dog, Rex. My feedback chip agrees, and I am happy. Rex, you don't have to say anything you don't want to. The other humans are telling Master this was not what he was supposed to be saying, but he ignores them. I am the only one he cares about. I know you'll do the right thing, Rex. Then he is told to sit down and be quiet, and the judge rules that my testimony is admissible, which is lawyer language for saying I should speak. The lawyer Arnak has his questions. He shows me pictures of places in Campeche, places where I fought enemies. He tells me dates that correspond to entries in my database. He asks me what I was ordered to do and what I did. The whole court is quiet as they wait to hear what I will say. They listen and they point their recording devices. Master is watching me. I am shaking. I am a bad dog. Master is a bad man, but he is my master. I only had one master. I know I disobeyed him in Campeche. I know it was right, but now he is here, and I do not know what is right. I am sorry, Master. I get out. It's all right, Rex. They don't want him to speak, but he doesn't need to say more than that. Lawyer Arnak is repeating his questions, getting angry. I look from him to Master and back. Please, I tell them, cringing, ducking my head. Don't make me, please. I don't want to. Please. I'm sorry, Master. I can't. Arnak is angrier and angrier. He had a clear plan of how this was to go. I practiced it with Lawyer Canner. I am the key evidence that will join Master to the bad things that were done. I am the tool with which Master did these bad things. I am a bad dog. There is no way I can see these things that does not mean I am a bad dog. Please, I whimper. And Arnak is angrier, shouting at me, leaning over me. I could take him in my jaws, but I just cringe lower and lower, shaking and whining. Once he raises his hand to strike me, before he remembers he is a lawyer, and lawyers do not do things like that. I feel emptied out. I have done the wrong thing again. I can never get anything right. I am sorry, I say, again and again, until they give up and I am taken out by the humans with guns. When I look back, Master is smiling, and that is worst of all.